This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Keep independent voices on air. Support Joy Radiothon 2020. We are you. Donate, subscribe, join up at joy.org.au.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Do you remember the first time you listened to Joy or even heard that Joy 94.9 was broadcasting LGBTI voices on the airwaves?
I remember being in Sydney and when I heard about it, actually used to travel a lot to Melbourne, and I used to go online and listen to the radio online. I just think it's incredible because, growing up, like how many people do we see on TV or radio from our community? So having those voices that, you can connect to, it just makes you feel like you're a part of something, you're a part of something more. And it's a great feeling.
Hey, it's Brett from the Lead Hotel. Hoping you can support Joy 94.9 with their Radiothon. It's such a great cause and they really are great for our community in the good times and the bad times, as we know. Cheers.
You're on Mad Wednesday's Radiothon special with Jean and Rach driving you home. And we've been receiving a lot of donations, haven't we, Rach?
We certainly have, and a lot of memberships as well. Just a reminder, with your donations, we do have an hour of power coming.
We have two hours of power happening on the Friday before the end of Radiothon. So that's Friday, May 1st, with our brand new breakfast crew, the Murphys,
next week. That's right. So that means every donation will be doubled.
Yes,
by it's our be Joy matched, patrons.
Matched dollar for dollar by our fabulous patrons. And that's amazing that they do that. Every single year they've done the Hour of Power, and this year they're doing two. So we love seeing your donations coming through. Who have we gotten, Rach?
All right, so we have a membership and a donation from Chris from Hyatt. Thank you, Chris. I already read out the amazing one from Luke. We've also got a membership from Anton from Truganina with a donation in there as well. Woohoo! Then we've got another donation. This one comes with a message saying, "Hey all, thanks for the laughs and tunes. It's great that in isolation I'm not alone," with lots of smooches from Cyprian in Darwin.
I meant to do a kiss, but I got the whip crack.
Ooh, you got a whip.
Love to Darwin.
We got another message here from Sonia in Greensboro saying, "Thank you for your time and music," with a donation there. Thank you, Sonia. And we got another big donation from Banjo in Windsor. And it doesn't stop because it's just going to keep coming. Bianca in Blackburn North has also signed up to be a member. Thank you, Bianca.
Thank you, Bianca. Yay.
And then David from Balaclava has sent through a donation. You legend.
Thanks, David.
As has Jeremy in Flemington.
There's so much. I love it.
Yes. All right, that's it for now. We can take a breath.
You've all, thank you so much, because especially during Radiothon, it's so wonderful for us to receive this kind of support and to see it coming in during our shows. Joy, as you know, is filled with volunteers, over 200 volunteers working on the mics, behind the scenes, in social media, in so many different ways, helping to keep Joy out loud and proud. And you know what? It's our 26th year, but it's been a bit of an intense one, hasn't it, Rach?
It has been crazy. It started off with everyone donating to the fire causes around Australia.
It was so huge, but it was also so wonderful to see Joy spreading out everywhere. We were at Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. You were broadcasting there, weren't you?
We sure were. And then we went to Daylesford for the Chill Out Festival.
It was so great to all be a part of so much and to share within our community. And then just a month ago, it all changed. Because of COVID-19, obviously social distancing had to be put in place. And suddenly Joy was a little bit like a ghost town. Sometimes I think about Tumbleweed just rolling through the station.
Mm-hmm.
But that hasn't meant that we haven't stopped keeping you out loud and proud and entertaining you with great tunes and amazing programs. But to do that, it honestly takes a lot to keep us on air all the time, 24/7 like we are. And we are used to doing things by the sweat of an oily rag, but here during Radiothon, we dedicate 10 whole days to remind you all that we need your help to stay on the air.
That's right. It costs $2 for every 1 minute that we are on air.
And just think how often I talk. Like, that is a fortune.
Yes, exactly. So Dean and I, we've decided that we wanted to one-up our breakfast competitors.
Yeah,
so
we want to beat breakfast, and we don't just want to get more memberships than them. We are going to go a little bit harder, aren't we, Rach?
That's exactly right. But here's the thing. We just found out it is about the memberships for us. So send us your memberships. You can save your donations for the dollar for dollar.
And 2 hours of power, which is on May 1st, Friday, May 1st, during the breakfast show
from
then.
From 7 till 9 a.m.
From 7 till 9. Save your donations for then. But we want your memberships.
We do. Dean, do we let the people know what we're going to do if we get 50 memberships?
I reckon we wait till after 4:30 just because, I mean, I'll give you a little bit of a tease. You know that scene in 40-year-old version where he's saying Kelly Clarkson a lot?
Mm-hmm.
That's a little bit of a hint to something that's going to be happening with me. And what about you, Rach?
Look, it may be something quite gangster of me to do. That's no all one, I can say.
There's no one more gangster than you here at
gangster.
The station. Yeah, gangster Rach in the house. We are going to be making sure that over our 2 Radiothon shows, we keep those memberships going up, and we'll fill you in on what we're doing shortly. You're on Mad Wednesday's Radiothon special. Do you remember the first time you listened to Joy or even heard that Joy 94.9 was broadcasting LGBTI voices on the airwaves?
Oh, look, it was years and years ago that I first heard about Joy. And for me, it gave me sort of a warm, fuzzy feeling that there were others out there and that I could listen to others' views, opinions, scenarios, how they've grown up in life and what they've had to put up with or what they've championed. And it made me feel like actually I'm part of a larger and wider community that I do belong with.
Oh, I thought it was fantastic, actually. So I had, to give you some context, so 2005, I had only lived in Australia for a year at that stage. And I had lived the first year in Sydney and then moved down to Melbourne. And so I was still trying to find my way in the Australian context for stuff. But really started to come across these things, and I thought it was really amazing that there was a whole independent LGBTQI specific radio station. It just kind of, I had never had that possibility, like that was never an option in the United States. They were lucky that to have a decent national public radio station, much less a specific queer one. So I thought it was really fantastic.
You're on Mad Wednesdays. It's our Radiothon special with Rach and Dean. Why do you think independent media and voices like Joy 94.9 is so important?
We can, I think, acknowledge that a lot of mainstream media outlets are getting better at reporting on LGBTIQ issues. If you go back 10 or 20 years, I mean, the number of queer stories being reported on in the mainstream press was so sparse, and now we're seeing a lot more a kind of proliferation of these stories being covered. However, I don't think there will really ever be a time where mainstream media will report on LGBTIQ issues with the same kind of breadth or depth or even knowledge that queer media does. And I think what really sets places like Joy apart from mainstream outlets is that, you know, we're hearing LGBTIQ stories on air that are being told by LGBTIQ people. And I think that will never be irrelevant. Like, that will always be important.
You're on Mad Wednesday's Radiothon special, and things just get bigger and bigger in this show now, don't they, Rach?
They get bigger and hairier.
Because we are joined by your former co-host on the Big Brekkie, the fabulous Big Berry Luke.
Can you feel my body hair coming through the radio? Can you feel it right now?
It's mm-hmm. It's furry and fabulous, and we're very here for it, Luke.
I'm so honoured to be here on Mad Wednesday, kicking off Radiothon today. How exciting. It is the most exciting time of year here on Joy. And I was a little bit worried I was going to miss it, not doing breakfast anymore. But I'm very, very happy and thankful for you guys inviting me along for this special episode.
Thanks for having us, Dean.
One of the reasons I love Radiothon is it's not only a great chance for us to do more stupid things on the airwaves on our own shows, but part of the beauty of having a drive show like this is that we can actually share all the wonderful voices that we have here on Joy, because we get a little bit more time than other shows, and what better way to do it than with two awesome joysters like the two of you?
Yay! Yay!
Yay!
Now, Luke, you've been with Joy for just a little while. You've jumped around to a lot of different spaces and shows on Joy. Obviously, Checkpoint is your big, big baby, which we hear every single Saturday for two long hours with plenty of geekiness. But you were also on The Bear Show, I think, weren't you, as well?
I was. So my Joy adventure started 6.5 years ago. I was brought on for The Woods, which was with Big Bear Mark. That was my first big foray. 11 p.m. Yeah, Big Bear Mark, 11 p.m. on a Monday night was our time slot. So it was a late, you know, they weren't really sure about the bear thing. They thought, let's give them a go really late at night when no one listens and see what happens. But it did really well. We got a great little following. They ended up moving us to 9 p.m. on a Wednesday night, which was a nice promotion. That's the earliest time slot for the naughty shows, just so those playing at home. It was awesome. And then from there, we did breakfast, Brekkie Bears, and then I started Checkpoint around the same time, about 6 years ago. So it's been a very diverse, interesting Joy journey for myself.
What about you, Rach? What's your Joy journey been like?
My Joy journey, that's such a tongue twister. It started roughly 6 and a bit years ago as well, around the same time as Luke. I started off on a small show called The Spirit Lounge, which was on Thursday night at 8 p.m.
And I remember that.
Yes. So we talked about spirituality and sexuality. We discovered a lot of, deeply delved into all sorts of religions and spiritualities. There was nothing that we were afraid of, and it was super interesting. Unfortunately, it was just a very time-consuming program to research because none of us were experts, and we eventually gave that up after a couple of years, but I got the awesome opportunity to have a scholarship to do our training course. And at the time there wasn't very many females on air at Joy and they wanted more female voices. So that's how I got the scholarship. And then from there I did Drive and then the amazing big Brekkie Bears.
Yeah.
It was Brekkie Bears. They opened their hearts and their arms.
Did you have to not shave your pits so you could keep the fur going with the Brekkie Bears? Was that how you kind
at the time I was Moldy Locks. I had blue hair, long blue
hair. Yeah, because you had the green hair, so you were Moldy Locks. That's right.
Exactly. So that's how they let me in.
Oh, that's so awesome. I mean, I was, I kind of have a different story to the two of you, actually. I was a bit of a revolving door when it came to Joy. I was a constant guest because of the multiple ridiculous things I do in our communities. But I was a constant guest and a constant fill-in host whenever it was needed. So I was here all the time and I knocked on the door of Joy all the time. I kept offering to do the Radiothon course. And after my 10th time, I gave up. And a week later, I got a call going, hey, do you want to join Michael Dalton on Drive? So I thought that was funny and dived on in and kind of haven't looked back. I've been here doing Wednesdays ever since, coming up to 4 years this year. And I even was the executive producer of The Informer the last time it was a nightly news show, which I absolutely loved. But I do kind of love that we have this awesome station that has so many diverse voices and so many diverse shows. Like, even if you just think about Luke's journey, starting with the Brekkie Bears and starting with The Woods, and let's face it, a bear show at a late time slot, there's a lot of things that can be talked about.
Yeah, absolutely. I certainly had to tone it down to a more PG style as I moved into the breakfast slot and a Saturday afternoon slot, that's for sure. I don't know if my mum ever listened to the bear show, but she definitely listened to the breakfast show, and I think that's probably a good thing. Everyone comes from such great backgrounds and everyone's so diverse and our stories are all so different, but we all come together and that's what's so great about it.
So true. And to think that, you know, like you started there, Rach, you started with the Spirit Lounge and you were both able to transition into these fabulous new spaces in a breakfast space, and now we can lend your voices to Joy in so many more different ways. So, Rach, how can we have people support Joy this Radiothon?
You need to sign up to become a member, or you can do a subscription. So to sign up to be a member or to join the Joy subscription service, head to joy.org.au/radiothon and you can become a member today.
It's that simple. Now, we here in Drive obviously want to beat the new breakfast team, the Murphys, the Joy Breakfast team. We have a competition, Drive versus Breakfast. We need to get more memberships than them. They got 20 memberships this morning. So we, and it's going to be a running tally during all of Radiothon, but we want to beat them. So coming up, we're going to let you in on a little tip of how we're going to do that. It's going to be very fun. We've got a very cheeky idea, haven't we, Rach?
Yes,
we can top them. But of course, sign up to renew your membership. Sign up your membership. Do it today and help keep Joy out loud and proud, and support us in beating the Murphys, which I think is a very important thing that we need to do.
Agreed.
Absolutely. You're on Mad Wednesdays. It's our Radiothon special with Rach, with Luke, and with Dean. You're on Mad Wednesdays. It's our Radiothon special with me, Dean, and we've also got Rach.
Hey, hey, hey.
And the fabulously hairy Luke. Hey, Luke.
That's me.
I love that even with social distancing, we're all able to be here out loud and proud on the radio.
Heck yes. And we've gotten some donations and memberships through. All right.
What are they, Rach?
All right, we've gotten a $50 donation from David in Woolloomooloo.
I think I'm going to crack the whip every time.
We also have a membership from James in Waterloo, as well as the donation there. Thank you, James. And another membership. This one is from Glenn in Glenroy. How ironic is that?
Double the Glenn, double
Glenn
the fun.
Glenn lives in Glenroy. But Glenn also said a heartfelt thanks for everything you do at Joy. You three legends, thank you so much.
So much.
And just remember, you can sign up to be a member as well today. Get us over the line to beat the Murphys. Head to joy.org.au/radiothon and become a member this afternoon.
Yes, help keep us out loud and proud. Now, during the past Radiothon, have you guys done any crazy antics to try and get people to become members or donate or subscribe?
I think one of my favourite ones that we did was our old program director. Do you remember Chris Tate?
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, so we had Chris on our breakfast show, and this was when it was me, SJ, and Mark, and, of course, SJ is still part of the Joy family helping us run Radiothon.
Oh, God bless
us. I was there at that time, Luke.
I know, and we got Chris, and he's a really hairy dude like me as well, and he actually let us wax and shave him on air for every donation that we got.
Oh,
And I don't know if it made for the best everywhere. Like, we got like bits of chest and stomach and back and butt. Like, it was everything you could think of. He was torn to shreds. It was like that scene in 40-Year-Old Virgin where they're just ripping and they have no idea what they're doing and he's screaming. It was just like that.
And then we wrote people's names on the top of the bits of wax this is your piece of wax.
Oh, my God.
And then we offered to send it to people, but we never did.
Okay, you just kept the waxy hairiness. Yeah. Well, Rach and I were trying to decide what we could do to beat the Murphys because it is drive versus breakfast. All of the drive shows this year during Radiothon, during the 10 days of Radiothon, are trying to get more memberships than our new breakfast crew, the Murphys, the Joy Breakfast crew. So we need to beat them. They got 20 this morning and we want to make sure that we get more. So rather than just asking you for it, I've decided to up the ante and I've decided to put my own little challenge into this. And ironically, it's very much similar to that one, Luke, that you were talking about. Because let's face it, how do I humiliate myself? It's going to, there's a lot. I have no problem, you know, taking one for the team. But for something that's for something that's truly going to twist the knife, how many memberships do you think we should get over our two Radiothon Mad Wednesdays, Rach, in order to be able to do it?
We can get 50 memberships over the two shows.
I think we can too. So to let you all know what I'm going to do, I'm going to get something waxed and it is very similar to that 40-year-old version scene. but where do you think if I was to get somewhere waxed that would both humiliate and hurt me, where do you reckon it should be? I've grown a lovely beard and mustache. but where do you think, remembering that we're at the time slot that we're in?
See, I think it might be something that... See, I would think it was something that would be not PG at all, and that concerns me because we want to have video content with this, right? Well, so I wonder how far we can go.
Well, I think we can go all the way. So, Rach, where do you reckon I should get a waxen?
Butt.
Yep. All right, done. That's pretty much what we decided. Yeah. You know, but I can't just... Yeah, I already did. We're going to do the butt area in a very central part of it. Think Star Trek.
Butt. Yeah.
If over our two Mad Wednesday Radiothon shows, we can get more than 50 memberships, and I believe that we can do it. I absolutely do. I probably just should renew mine. If we do it, then I will video and actually have my waxed.
Yep, and I'm going to do it.
But, Dean, is that something you've had done before, or is this a brand new experience?
This is, if it was something someone asked me to do, I would laugh them out of my bedroom. But if we're going to do something, it needs to. The problem I was having, SJ and I were talking about what challenge I could do. And let's face it, even the one with the Murphys, the challenge between breakfast and drive is you have to get on your balcony or in your driveway and sing while being videoed, I Will Always Love You, but replace Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You with the word Joy. Singing in a public space is not embarrassing for me. I do it all the time. No. So, and the joy of this ridiculous challenge that I'm going to chuck out there is that it will hurt being done and then regrowing. So it's extra pain for everyone's amusement.
Can I ask as well, though, do you think that waxing Dina Curie's butthole is an essential service or not?
Probably it would count as essential.
I mean, I'm more amused how, I'm going to have to figure out how to DIY.
I'm going to have those gloves that they use when they shove their hands up.
Are you willing to do it, Rach?
Yeah. I'm going to have the gloves up to my shoulders. I'm going to have the face mask and the goggles. Everything's going to be protected. I'm going to wear gum boots just in case. I don't know.
Now, Rach, you're also
okay, you need a cameraman.
Yeah. Well, that can be you, Luke. I'm sure you'd happily film something ridiculous happening to me, obviously with social distancing and a large Zoom involved. Rach, you're going to do something as well, aren't you?
Oh, yes. I am going full gangster for this. I have committed to getting Joy tattooed on my face. Yes, that's right. I'm going to get it a henna tattoo.
Henna tattoo.
About 3 weeks. Yeah. I'm not committed to the full ink tattoo, but a henna tattoo maybe just above my eyebrow, like the real gangsters do, that says Joy.
So we are putting ourselves literally on the line to make sure we can get 50 memberships over the next two Radiothon Mad Wednesdays, and we want them so that we can not only beat the Murphy, but we can also help keep Joy out loud and proud. Should we maybe see if on the break and the next song we could get Luke to maybe do something?
Oh, yeah, I reckon.
Lots of things.
I don't know if I signed up for this.
I mean, there's a lot of hair, so we're going to have to make it something, less. Maybe we need Luke to reenact in real life a video game of our choosing. Maybe there's something fun we could do there. Well, we've got some thinking to do, so why don't you share some love, become a member of Joy today, or subscribe and donate, or why don't you send us some love on 0427JOY949 or honour@joy.org.au and help keep us out loud and proud. This Joy Radiothon. You're on Mad Wednesdays, the Radiothon special. Why do you think independent media and voices like Joy 94.9 is so important?
I think it's even more imperative when you have major media companies skewing to one side or another. It doesn't particularly matter. And we also have governments that appear to be not being held to account. So I think independent journalism is even more important than I think it's ever been.
I think, Joy is a voice for the community. And I think that voice must never be silent.
I think it's important because we speak from experience. So we speak from, living through it, breathing through it, surviving it. And I don't think that people in the third party sense necessarily have the same understanding of our experiences. And it's better coming from the horse's mouth. Like, what better way to hear it?
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Keep independent voices on air. Support Joy Radiothon 2020. We are you. Donate, subscribe, join up at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.